The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Just seen this great story out of our cousins across the ditch, New Zealand.
Now, if you're in the housing market, there's a couple of things that can really boost the value of your home, and you might not even realise it.
Well, they say location, location, location. That's a big thing, isn't it? Mm. I've heard the motto, I don't know if it's true or not, I don't own a house, I've never really dabbled in the housing market, but it's better to own the worst house in the best street than the best house in the worst street. Well, there was a house in New Zealand, Seba, that had been sitting on the market for sale for weeks, just not budging. No interest whatsoever, no one inquiring.
Was the house falling apart? Did it have a couple of bricks missing?
The house,
maybe did it have no hot water or something?
The house seemed fine. Like, it was just a family home. Nothing special in particular about this house, just a run-of-the-mill home. Maybe, I don't know, maybe the area wasn't awesome. Maybe it's just there was nothing that appealing about it. People were just snapping up other houses first. But either
maybe
way,
it was in New Zealand. Maybe that's why people wasn't going anywhere.
You reckon people are buying real estate here in Australia instead? I don't know, Seba. This house wasn't selling and the owners were getting desperate. So they turned to a fella who goes by the name of Salesman Pat.
Salesman Pat, that's his
He's
name.
A Samoan real estate agent over there. His name is quite long and difficult to say, so he goes by Salesman Pat. It's just, you know, kind of a nice
quick
little,
and easy.
Yeah,
and it's memorable too, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah,
you just remember. Like Postman Pat, but Salesman Pat instead.
If you get a business card that says Salesman Pat on it, you remember that. I don't know what it does for his cred, but you remember the name at least. Anyway, he's like, you know what? You need to take out a more ambitious advertising campaign.
So get a little bit creative, a bit crafty. What's he done?
He's written on the sign, walking distance to KFC, but that's not all. That's all he wrote.
Wow. I'll tell you what, that has almost got me over the line being
do you want to make an
lover
offer?
Of fried chicken.
Well, this ad went viral and they were just inundated with offers, people calling up. The house is sold. It's gone now. So I apologise, Seb. You can't pick up this house walking distance to KFC. But whipped up in under a week considering it had been on the market. So there's something in that, I reckon.
That's absolutely amazing. So you reckon if you're in the vicinity of some great food...
I think so.
Particularly some big brand food, your house may have that extra edge for people.
Well, I reckon that's the beauty of Ballarat though, isn't it? You're never too far. Like you could be living in most areas of Ballarat and be walking distance. Sure, the walk might be half an hour, 45 minutes, but walking distance, like I know I'm walking distance to a McDonald's, Hungry Jack's, KFC, and then like a little mum and pup fish and chip shop up the road.
Tell you what, property prices in that area just skyrocketed after that information.
I should sell my house ever. It's a rental and I'm probably not legally allowed to, but jeez.
Don't speak too loudly, Chris. Your rent might go up after that.
Yeah, I could make it. Well, I could make a mint, but they could charge it.
Tell you what,
they?
If you're close to a fish and chip shop, it's not a bad thing. We have fish and chips every Friday night, religiously.
Walking distance?
Not quite, unfortunately. So my values just dipped.
Ah, that's the catch, Seba. You've got to be walking distance. You've got to work off those extra kilos of saturated fat.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.